I was asked recently to be a judge for a competition. They all took a turn presenting their websites. And so the score sheet that we were given, I have given to every member of our show, so you guys can play along with us. But the categories were speaking, presentation, professionalism, and content. And then it was based on you got a 10 out of 10, or, you know, it was like out of 10 for the scoring. So I thought, well, this would be the perfect opportunity for us to evaluate how we're doing as a show.
All right, Jason, what would you have Katie for? Speaks clearly and is easy to understand.
Yeah, she speaks very clearly and is easy to understand and helps me understand myself, so I give her a 10.
Yeah, Katie is very clear. I would give her a 10. I mean, I don't know how you could be more. I'm never like, what is, like, I might not understand what she's, her point sometimes, but that's not what it's saying. Mm-hmm. It's clarity in speech, 10. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say a 9. It would be a 10 if you were a male.
I'm kidding.
That
happens, I think, a lot in our meetings. I think you're misunderstood, or there's not clarity in those situations. It's because not, and the joke is, it's because you're a woman.
Yes, but yeah. Here's my joke: it's because nobody knows how to listen. That's the real.
It's also
that's
some of possible. That
mm-hmm. It's possible.
Yeah, I took easy to understand, just like real technical. Like I understand what you're saying. I'm not talking about the storytelling or just
because we'll get to that.
If we had active listening on the show, that'd be rough. Although Katie does probably the best at it.
I try.
All right, the next one, a presentation for Katie, 1 out of 10. Katie was a judge at a coding conference.
I know, it sounds silly.
It's so bizarre.
But I learned a lot.
Yeah. Maintains appropriate eye contact with the audience.
Me?
Yeah.
Sometimes when Katie looks deep into my eyes, it can get a little awkward. I don't know why sometimes like that, because she's looking, like, right now.
Uh-huh.
Right now, she's, like, looking at me, and I feel like there's something behind the agenda, so I'm going to say on this, a 7.
All right.
Oh, my God. No. I do not have an agenda.
I would give you a 10, except for when you're upset at me or Jason, rarely Matt.
Uh-huh.
You don't look at us.
That
on the air or
good
off the
point.
Air.
That's true. Like,
all right, I'm changing mine to a 6.
At least no. You already gave your grade.
Made a point,
you
do,
so what?
I give you an 8.5. You lose points for when you're upset, you will not look at us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Katie.
Hello.
Like,
hello.
I'm trying to make eye contact so she remembers I'm a human.
Yeah.
And then, but she's like, no, I want to view them as enemies now, which is common for people to do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Matt?
I would say a 10. She doesn't give that to me.
No, she doesn't.
I'm not in the same room,
maybe
so it helps.
It's like glowing heart eyes. Oh, Matt's perfect.
He can do no wrong.
If I do walk into y'all's office and she's in there and she's looking at her computer and I say something, she will stop and direct her body to make eye contact with me.
Wow, she never directs her body at us.
No, I don't. And I never will.
Yeah.
So just set that record straight.
All right. 1 out of 10 for Katie, judging her body language, uses gestures and posture effectively.
Yeah, I can tell when she's real mad. So 10 there.
I think you lose points on posture. I don't think any of us have. Maybe Jason maybe does. I think Amos has great posture.
Yeah.
I think you've worked on
it. I'm working on it, yeah.
So I give you an 8, but I think the gestures are a 10. So I give 8, 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with a 9. Same thing. Posture, you're working on it, so we'll get there. But the gestures, I think you're very animated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Engagement keeps the audience interested and involved. Jason?
Yeah, she keeps me interested because sometimes I'm like, how are you thinking like that? And also, like, really, is that the way you took that? So I'm going to give her a 9 on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say a 9. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, and you also filter out things that you know wouldn't be interesting to the audience, which is a skill. Because some people are like, oh, everything, no, not everything is interesting. Mm-hmm. Or we have a way of making things that on, if you just sit on a paper, like, how's this going to be? And it turns into something great. You know what I mean?
Nice. Thank you.
Matt? Yeah, I would say a 9 as well. You keep me engaged, except when you use like those fancy cooking terms.
Yes. Well, that is part of communication.
Yeah.
If you speak over your audience.
Yeah. That's true.
Sometimes I definitely felt spoken over with some of the terms.
Let me go to an 8 then with her fancy words.
No.
All right. Organization speech has a clear beginning, middle, and end.
I would say for the most part, when she's telling a story, it's very clear. But you know how women go and they're complaining about something.
Yeah. What is that about?
Hold up.
Just the beginning.
Me.
When she's complaining about something and I want to solve the problem.
Yeah.
But she just wants to complain about it.
It's just the beginning. The
but
whole
that's
time.
Not, you just dinged a point. No. 9.
Okay, you got great scores, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 8.5. I'm stuck in the 8, 8, 8.5. You know, because what Jason said, sometimes you're just on the beginning because you're just mad at us. There's no middle or end. It's just mad. And so, okay.
I get it. One setting. Okay.
Matt.
I think of the four of us on this show, Katie's the only one that will fully play out the story and how she's going to tell it before it starts.
Well, you don't know that because you're not in my mind, Matt, you a-hole. I can't wait to do yours. You're getting zeros and everything. Mark zeros for all his. I don't care. I'm going to lie. Yes. I don't care
what. Matt.
So you're about your feelings? Mm.
Yeah, this is all based on how I feel about her scores.
Mine.
Facts over feelings.
Yeah.
Well, that is a fact. He said that's how it goes.
I pre-plan my digs. I'm going to do more.
We know, and I can always tell when you are.
I can do more for Matt.
This is not an organizational dig.
Plan more digs at Matt.
Are your digs organized?
At the beginning, middle, end of my stories.
Then he'll know.
Then he'll know. For no reason. So I went to my son's baseball game. I hate Matt.
And there's the beginning.
Check.
Yeah, Ezra hit the ball first time. Matt's an idiot. And then we celebrate afterwards. I wish Matt was dead.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.